You got cast in the film because you worked with Russell Crowe musically, right?
That's how I knew Russell, and you know, when they were going through the cast of characters that they needed for this film, there was one there for, you know, for audition, you know, and ideally some guy who could play Celtic instruments and do, you know, a cappella songs and stuff, and his name was Alan Adale. So I guess not much of a stretch for Russell to go, hey, I know a guy who could do this. So they called me up and asked me to come do a read for it and stuff, and off we went.
Now, did you play the lute much in the movie?
I play it. Yes, I do. I don't want to give it away for people who haven't seen it or anything else. But I play the lute live in the movie a few times, and I think what they wanted was they wanted part of it to be as real as possible, and they really wanted to sort of for the first time create at least one or two a plausible explanation for the origins of these characters. You know, why out of 10,000 soldiers of King Richard's army with four of them, you know, like what brought them together? You know, why these four? You know, and you know, one of the things that we try to establish in this picture is got together because they like to sing. And Alan, you know, Alan Adale, you know, he's the magnet for it all late at night because he's got the lute, man.
So you're partly responsible for the Robin Hood legend.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows? I mean, as you know, I mean, the legend of it is murky at best. And there are times when Alan Adale and Will Scarlet are the same dude, even in some of the legends. But, you know, it's supposition without question, but, you know, that's whatever. This movie really tries to create a plausible explanation for where all these guys came from.
Now it seems to me that you're not just a minstrel in the movie, you're also a warrior, too, aren't you?
Yeah, well, of course, we all are. As our picture opens, the guys in you know, Robin and the Merry Men and so many other people have been away at war with King Richard for a decade or more. So all the guys are, you know, either archers or soldiers or engineers or those staff guys, strong guys from the medieval armies. So, yeah, it was a dual role for everybody.
And you had to do some training for that, didn't you, in Australia beforehand?
Yeah, we did like a Merry Men boot camp in Australia and another one in England. It ended up being 5 or 6 weeks of horse training, archery, swords, weapons, bike training, exercise, the whole kit and caboodle, man.
Must have been a bonding experience too with the Merry Men.
Yeah, that was a real fun time. It was great. I mean, it was hard. There were long days, and if you come from a folk music background, you don't really know much about getting up at 6 a.m., you know, to go. But, you know, you do what you're going to do.
Yeah, so...